Bill Plash, Cody Crone, and Harry Lyles Jr., Israel Gutierrez. Is Kansas City becoming the villain?
Y'all are firing me up and making me want to play right now, baby. Mm-hmm.
And the all-time record that's on the line tonight, and the all-time record that has been set that is now being roasted by Knicks teammates, and how Mahomes just absolutely nails this impression.
What is your best Kermit the Frog impression?
I'm talking right now, that's it.
Let's go around the horn.
That's tremendous.
Oh, great that he can laugh every time.
He embraces his inner Kermit. Good for him. Yeah.
Media night, Kansas City on their villainy.
I want to keep winning, so if that means some other teams and other fan bases aren't going to like me, I'll try to still have a smile on my face and not be a bad example, but I can be that villain for them if they need me to be.
Everybody used to love us. We used to be one of the most favorite teams. Now everybody is like, we're ready for the Chiefs to lose. I don't know why, but it's okay. They can continue hating.
Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones, my question, national panel. Do you agree? Has the tide turned on Kansas City? Should they lean to it more? What does it all mean around the horn to Bill Plaschke?
I agree. In fact, Chris Jones could have been talking about me. I used to love the Chiefs. I'm tired of them. Travis Kelce is overexposed. He's on every commercial. He has too much swagger. Woo. Patrick Mahomes is coming across as a crybaby. Complaining about the officials.
Listen to Plaschke.
Taylor Swift, their whole Taylor Swift thing is contrived. The whole thing is still funny to me. And on top of all this, they have the tomahawk chop. Why did the NFL get rid of the tomahawk chop? That's a terrible, terrible jeer.
Okay, so they're speaking about you. And is it because they've won so much that you feel this way, in addition to the things you said?
No, it's how they've won.
Okay.
It's how
so
they've
it is
won.
A personality.
It's what they become.
All right. Cordy Cronin, same question to you.
The NFL breeds too much parody to have a true anti-hero, and you can't be the face of the league the way that Patrick Mahomes is and be the league-wide villain. It just doesn't work. They're not villains. They're oversaturated to the points that Bill made. The State Farm commercials from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift relationship, all of it has been thrown in our face on top of the fact that the Chiefs just win. Even in a down year when the team's 11-6, they can still somehow make the Super Bowl. So all of that goes into the 31 other fan bases' bloodstreams, and then that makes us hate the Chiefs in a certain way, but I don't actually think that they carry true villain status because there really is no villain in the NFL. To me, this is as manufactured as Burrowhead and all of the fake motivation they claim to have needed last year to go win.
Okay. Harry Lyles Jr.?
Yeah, no, this definitely feels manufactured to me, although it's hard to argue the hate that Bill clearly has for Kansas City. But no, like as long as people continue to fix their face in such a way to say that there are better quarterbacks than Patrick Mahomes, no, I don't think you could be a villain because of that. One, two, they have not branded their success in a way that the New England Patriots did, which I think a lot of people got tired of them because of that, talking about the Patriot way. A third reason, and this is specific to this Super Bowl, is I think there are a lot of people who have ill will towards Brock Purdy and want to see him lose. And so they are going to root for the Chiefs just because of that. That's three. Four, you have so many people that are now Kansas City Chiefs fans because of Taylor Swift, and I think people are undermining how many people are following her. So no, this team to me is a far way away from being villains. Perhaps they win this year, right? And then he's got three Super Bowls, and it looks like they will probably be favorites for another one, yes, but I don't think we're even
close.
But
you said something interesting to me. You brought up the Patriots. Were the Patriots villains then for that 20-year stretch in your mind, Harry?
Yes, yes. 100%. And I think that's what we're comparing them to. So,
Israel Gutierrez, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, this is the natural progression of sports fandom. You have a team that you really like and is really good and really fun to watch, and they win and they reach their potential, but then they keep winning. And as Bill said, you get tired of that. I don't know if you think there's a bunch of sort of neutral fans out there all hanging out with Rob Lowe in their NFL hats thinking, I just want to see the best football out there. But there's a bunch of football fans that are tired of the Kansas City Chiefs winning. It happened to me growing up with Michael Jordan. I mean, I grew up around, you know, kids who were like hoping he would get injured, because after that first one, they're just like, all right, enough of this guy. It happened with Tom Brady, of course, outside. You respect them, and it's a sign of respect that they hate you this much because you feel inevitable. But no, not everybody wants to see the same thing all the time. So yeah, that's why they're hated. But when you've got something like a celebrity couple, which everybody in America loves being hated on, or you've got this quarterback who is so likable, who admits that he sounds like a horse, Kermit the Frog, like these are likable things that people turn unlikable. Why? Because they win too much. It's just,
Flash, I'll let you back in, please.
And it's going to happen.
Bring
with
the
this
heat.
Team.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Harry, you said everybody's against Brock Purdy. I don't know anybody who's cheering against Brock Purdy. He's Mr. Irrelevant against Mr. Insurance. People love Purdy against Mahomes. I don't understand that.
Harry?
And I don't think it's because they win.
What?
It's how they win.
Hey, we on two different internets, Bill. We're on two different internets, man.
Two Americas.
Like, I mean, there are so many people rooting
against Brock
Purdy.
Maybe everybody needs to get off the internet
for whatever reason.
Maybe that's part of it. I agree with you. Israel, the way he answered the Kermit question. Let's take another listen. That is not villainy. That is great stuff.
What is your best Kermit the Frog impression?
I'm talking right now. That's it.
This is what I tell everybody. Turn what people think is your weakness, which is not a weakness, but the perception of weakness, into your superpower. And that works out perfect. We'll move on to another question Mahomes was asked. The legacy question came up for him. By the way, legacy is so close to becoming a banned word on the show with the way you people have cheapened it and overused it. But I digress. Here's how Mahomes answered the legacy question.
I mean, I'm not even close to halfway, so I haven't put a lot of thought into it. If you ask me that question in like 15 years, and I'll see if I can get close to seven, but seven seems like a long ways away still.
Around the horn to Courtney Cronin on how Mahomes answered the legacy question there, and be careful.
He answered it the right way. Let's wait until he gets three rings first before we even put him in that same group as Tom Brady, because all of the winning that Tom Brady did, he won three very quickly, and then he waited 10 years to win his next Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes has 17 years until he gets to age 45, the age that Tom Brady stopped playing at. So this is a topic of longevity for me when I take a look at what Patrick Mahomes is on the trajectory to do. But what will end this Sunday is if they win. The Chiefs are no longer talked about. Are they a dynasty? Are they not a dynasty? Three Super Bowl wins in four seasons cements them in that ilk. It's just that we can't go ahead and put Patrick Mahomes in the Tom Brady tier just yet, because Brady owns a 2-0 postseason record against him. I think he's got to blow Tom Brady out of the water in this Super Bowl, and by doing that, to avenge the 2018 AFC Championship and then that loss in Super Bowl 55.
Harry Lyles Jr.?
So he answered this in a way that you would want your quarterback to answer it. He answered it in a way that if you're going to write it up for him, that you would write it up. But to me, he does have a lot of work to do if he's going to match Tom Brady's trophy case. But I think this is less about a longevity thing to me and more about an expectation thing, which speaks to that greatness of Patrick Mahomes. He is the one person that we think could even begin to touch Tom Brady, which should be untouchable, which, again, for me, just speaks to how great he is. I personally don't feel like he has to match the trophy case for him to make the case to be the best quarterback of all time, because if the fate of the world, Max Kellerman voice, were on the line, I would pick Patrick Mahomes to save the planet.
All right.
With all due respect.
And I want Iguodala. All right. Sorry, Max. I love you. Israel Gutierrez, how about you?
One of the things that I've loved about Patrick Mahomes, or getting to know Patrick Mahomes better over the years, whether it be just because of his fame or that quarterback show on Netflix, is he just seems like everything you would want in your star athlete, in your hometown guy. He seems like the cliche guy, the rah-rah guy, the do-everything-the-right-way guy. And as Harry mentioned, he answered this question, I think, with extreme honesty. And you have to tell yourself, even if you are Patrick Mahomes, the amount of time that Tom Brady was on top of the league, it spanned two full careers. Some would say even three full careers. So while he's on this path, yes, you cannot predict any of it. It could end after three more years. There are these quarterbacks who are coming in, and we're saying having jaw-dropping performances in the C.J. Strouds, and we don't know if the next Patrick Mahomes is right around the corner, because right now, the next Tom Brady seems to be right around the corner in Patrick Mahomes. So for him to answer it as honestly and genuinely this way, I think is the only answer.
And Bill, you already told us that Mahomes has kind of hit a tipping point for you and not as lovable as he once was.
Please, yeah, but that was a great answer. Yeah. That was a great answer he gave. It was a really, really good answer. But he shouldn't even be in the conversation right now. He's not Tom Brady. He's Roger Staubach's 1-2. Ben Roethlisberger's 1-2. Bob Greasy's 1-2. Jim Plunkett's
1-2. Okay, here we go. Flashy again.
He's with them. And he has 14 playoff
wins. So this is just about
Brady has 35.
It's not about
Brady has 35.
The season on top of season on top of season numbers, where by the numbers per season, Mahomes had a better start to a career
way
than Brady, although quarterbacking is different.
It's all about long. Brady.
Courtney, I'll give you the last word on that.
Let's just appreciate Patrick Mahomes and the greatness for what it is. This is the best six-year run, arguably, for any player we've seen ever. He's played an entire extra season in the postseason. 17 postseason games, 4,800 passing yards, 39
touchdowns.
Right. It's all
there. It's all there.
7 interceptions.
Although we just had somebody compared to Ben Roethlisberger.
Appreciate that. We can talk legacy anyway.
Eli Manning.
Wow. All right. One more thing as we go to break. The lunacy of Travis Kelce inventing the fade like the New York Times tried to say. He was asked. Let's hear it.
I got a good fade if you need it, though. It's a two on top, a nice high to mid fade with the taper in the back. But I didn't invent that. I just asked for it.
No, you did not. Harry Lyles, your fade is iconic.
Cut for 25 years.
I see the floor to you, Harry. Your fade's perfect.
Yes, and I'm sorry to address this in between haircuts, but this is absolutely absurd. It's a two Americas. Honestly, this is a more than two Americas situation here. I will say this. If you are a young man looking to achieve such a look, you need to ask for a fade. You need to go to a proper barber. And if you looked at this article for advice, it said 2 to 4 weeks in between cuts. Do not do that. You will look dusty. 7 to 10 days. You are going to live.
All right,
life.
That's your FaceTime
you
today. Thank you very much.
To it, baby.
Do they include supercuts?
Plaschke's got the reverse fade. That's what you got, Bill.
I go to supercuts. They're tremendous.
The Plaschke.
Around the Horn is brought to you by McDonald's.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Grey Goose.
Lakers Hornets last night. First, Eric Collins on the call.
Try to run that same play. Oh, just ripped it away from him. Just tuck it. Oh, ecstasy.
Oh, ecstasy is an amazing thing to be screaming in a broadcast. Lakers still won the game. LeBron, impossible. Lakers moves at the deadline. Quote, it's not a question for me. End quote. Bill, this is not a question for you. It's a demand. Buy or sell.
I'm selling that. LeBron is a question exactly for you. You run the team. What are you talking about? You hold them hostage. You're the ultimate win now player. You're demanding that they get more players and get help around you. They can't get enough help around you. They can't make a deal that's going to do any good. They should do nothing. But they're going to do something dumb because LeBron's threatening to leave. LeBron, if you don't like being there, just leave.
Where is this coming from, Bill Plaschke? Is he not performing enough for you on the court?
No, he's tremendous. He's tremendous, but the Lakers have a future when he leaves, and that future is being decimated by his demand for them to get players to win the championship. When they can't win
this
the championship.
This is just a barbecue. You're on fire today. Courtney Cronin, how about you?
Yeah, Plaschke is bringing more heat than this heavy coat that I'm wearing right now. This is LeBron. I'm buying that he's not getting his way, and this is his way of acting out. We saw him drape the Knicks towel over himself in the post-game interview after playing New York the other day. There was that time, the Father Time emoji on Twitter that, you know, clearly he's not getting his way here for the number 9 seed in the Western Conference, the way that he forced his hand.
Right, but just tell me, is there a move in the world the Lakers Sixers can make right now to satisfy Harry Lyles Jr.?
Yeah, I'm buying that there's not. I'm buying LeBron. It's not happening. I'm buying that Rob Pelinka's got arguably the worst job in sports right now because, one, because of how well he did last year. A lot of the moves that they made did not seem like big splashes at the time, and yet it helped them get to the Western Conference Finals. And now people are going to think that is the standard and not the anomaly and expect them to be able to make that happen this year when they have less options both currently on their roster and things that they can go get to help them become that team.
Israel, is there even a move for the Lakers to make?
I don't think anybody should even be asking the question right now. They've won three in a row, including a game in Boston without LeBron and AD. But look, you think about what they have to move, and it's basically D'Angelo Russell. Can you upgrade and get a maybe big man for D'Angelo Russell, maybe a big wing? But D'Angelo Russell's been playing great for the last 12 or 13 games, so you start to say to yourself, hey, should we just give him the ball more often? And he can be our fourth scorer, and he can do that maybe a little bit more efficiently and be the guy that we need. But no, there's not an obvious trade out there for the Lakers. They need consistency, and they need the guys that they have to play up to their level.
Buy or sell two. Golden State 109, Nets 98, so a win. But in the win, Klay Thompson benched again in the crunch. And after the game, he was asked about it.
Yeah. Kidding me? Go from, you know, one of the best players. It's hard for anybody, you know? I'll be honest with you. It's very hard.
Talking about the mental challenges here, Israel. How do you hear Thompson?
I hear him as an aging superstar struggling with where he is in his career. And frankly, nobody has given off mopey more than Klay Thompson this year. And it's not like he's going to all of a sudden change his game and have a great off-the-dribble game or become better at individual defense again after these injuries. So he really just sort of needs to just sit there and take it. Like, he just needs to be okay with this. Russell Westbrook has sort of redefined and sort of found a niche for himself coming off the bench. Klay should be okay with not
Well, you hear
games.
Mopey not there. The seven, I heard something different. Let me ask Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, I hear kind of aging, kind of sad. I really like this guy, and I hear he's still competitive and he still has to play hard, and he just can't do it anymore. He's a declining player. This is a reason the Warriors should have broken this team up after last season. They shouldn't have kept it together. They should have gotten rid of some of these guys because they're going down, and he's been benched four times in the last 5 minutes of games this year. Five times his whole career. So he's really not working out for them. They're not working out.
I hear somebody confronting their NBA mortality, and it's sad because the Klay Thompson that we remember from the Warriors championship runs in the late 2010s is not this player. He's missed more than half his shots in nine consecutive games, career low from the field, career low from deep. This is somebody who's starting to realize that what they were is not what they currently are. And I think that he's been very vulnerable about that. While it may come across as whiny to some.
Mm-hmm. And Harry Lyles Jr.?
Yeah, Tony, I hear frustration, and I'm buying that this is difficult, I think, for everybody involved. I mean, if you're Klay Thompson, obviously these injuries started at the end of the season before the pandemic year with the knee injury. Then he had the Achilles. Then he came back, was a contributor on that fourth championship team, was open about the difficulties that were with that. And then here we are almost 50 games into the season. You still have, like Courtney said, the career low in field goal and three-point percentage. And now if you're Steve Kerr, your patterns are showing, hey, like, this is something that would you be able to shoot out of it in the past? Yes, but now this seems like the new norm. And I think that's a tough pill for everybody.
But don't you hear a life lesson in there, too? I know you said mopey, Israel. He said this is life, having to deal with the challenges like this and the passage of time and the evolution that every human has to go through. I thought that was profound. We'll move on. Buy or sell three. Longest win streak in the history of the sport can be tied tonight. Edmonton Oilers, 16 straight. 17 belongs to the 93 Penguins. And it's a great game tonight. Edmonton at Vegas, coming off the All-Star break. Leon Draisaitl says the secret has been they're not talking about it. Well, tonight, they could tie the record, Courtney. Buy or sell them getting it done.
I'm buying it. It's weird to think about where this team was at the beginning of the year. They were so bad, and now they have the same record as the Vegas team that they're going to play tonight. I don't think the time off is going to affect them in a negative way. It might take one or two periods to get your legs back, but I like their chances.
Harry Lyles Jr. Vegas.
I'm selling it because when it comes to these win streaks, I feel like that continuity and continuing to play these games and win them, that is what keeps those going when you're going up against an opponent that kind of has your number. When they beat you in the postseason, I think that they're going to break.
We've got Vegas. Israel, how about you?
this isn't going to be a team that's going to be feeling itself, even though they've won 16 straight and might set the record this year because, as Courtney said, of the way they started, 13-15-1. And I would argue that getting the rest from the break is probably going to be a lot more helpful for this team. They're not going to forget how they play or how they win. So, yeah, you got the motivation to play in Vegas. They'll get it done.
This streak has been all about goaltending. They've averaged 1.5 goals per game. The goaltenders, it's all about rhythm. The goaltenders will be out of their rhythm. Vegas wins.
All right, Vegas also was off for the All-Star break. You guys know that, right? I mean, it's not just Edmonton who's been off.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I hear that. No plastic.
They were standing on their head.
Oh, man, that's a bad phrase. Yeah, you knew that. Well, you guys are cheaping that, Cody Brody. Lyles and Gutierrez showdown next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
NBA last night had the Cavs winning their sixth straight, the hottest team in the league, and the Clippers scoring 149. But this is what I talk about in Showdown 1. It's Jose Alvarado with the Pelicans up 41. Harry, can you do the sneak and steal up 41?
Yes, 100%. This is the first, second, and third thing underneath his name in the scouting report. The fourth thing is his nickname, Grand Theft Alvarado. This is a guy that scratched and clawed his way to the NBA. This is what he does.
Israel?
Tony, the signature move is based on deception. Of course it's going to happen when you least expected it. So, yes, up 41, you should absolutely be ready to get GTA.
At some point, if he keeps on doing it up 41, though, is it going to lessen? Grand Theft Alvarado is so all-time. You GTA 5-er, Harry? I know you play Call of Duty. GTA 6 coming out.
Not quite. Call of Duty Fortnite guy, okay. You know?
Right. We'll move on. An all-time record in the NBA. Most consecutive games without scoring. It was set last week. You guys want to try to guess what the record is? Most consecutive games, 0 points. Anyone?
20.
Miles is so on today. 20 is correct. It's Ryan Arcidiacono. He's a Knick now. His teammates with the Knicks are his teammates from college. Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson, and they're celebrating him now with this meme, which is just great. So Israel is 20 straight without scoring, a bad thing because it's a zero, or a good thing that proves your value.
That Villanova team's going to be legendary, by the way. It's a good thing. Like, you play that many minutes in a row, you're not tempted in a blowout to just chuck one up there and see if you can make it? No, yeah, I think it's okay. He's a role player. He knows his role.
Harry Lyles Jr.?
Yeah, Tony, it's a good thing this guy knows his role. And even better thing, this is a team with chemistry. He was applauding them for the great things that they accomplished, and they were able to dig at him for this funny thing. This is a great sign if you're a Knicks fan.
Harry Lyles Jr., that is a dominant showdown. No Grand Theft Alvarado here. 30 seconds of FaceTime.
So I know we're about 2 months into the new year now, and a lot of you had fitness goals that you were trying to attain because that's what a lot of us do when it is a new year. And hopefully, if you have stuck to those, that is great. Good for you. Keep it going. I hope it's going well for you. If you haven't, that's also okay. Give yourself some grace. Maybe pick it back up. But also, most importantly, if you're watching this and you might be from a gym and you are a regular, make sure you are being a reason for those people to continue to go into the gym and not the reason that they leave. We're all trying to do our best. Make sure you're being a friend and not a foe.
And make sure you're not recording yourself in the gym.
Can I say that? Happy New Year.
You people at the gym are on TV more than I am with the recording you're doing.
I'm in a boxing class.
We'll see you tomorrow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.